Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
5 p.m. and we are joined by a very, very special guest right now on air. We've got Arty One. Let's talk about their latest single.
What's cracking? Is Arty One in the building? Not in the building.
Not in the building.
But spiritually in the building.
Spiritually here in our hearts.
Oh my goodness.
You've just released your debut single, Always Been a Winner. How does it feel to have some tunes out in the world?
Oh my goodness. I was going to say you have no idea, but you're having this conversation all the time. It feels great. I'm living my best life. Honestly, it is so good. People coming up to me, giving me my flowers. They'll be like, yo, Arty, that track is fire. And I'm like, I know that, but you saying that makes me feel incredible. Am I right? Like, honestly, people are lovely sometimes, and it's nice to be reminded of that. You feel me?
Yeah, totally, completely. I'm so glad that you are receiving your flowers because, as we've talked about, you're a Grammy Award watching artist, which is massive. How do you cope with that level of fame?
Honestly, just before I get to that question, Maddie, I've just been asked by some of your sponsors if we could play a quick message, if that's cool.
Yep.
Haraway's Oats. Name a better way to start your day. For real, like, honestly, look, the Grammys come around every year, and watching the Grammys is, man, it's tough. You know, there's people out here I'm vying for. Some people getting their flowers, some people not. But, you know, that's I guess, the work I put in for others, you know?
Yeah.
Too right.
Real. You're
too right.
Very, very generous.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. Do you want to tell us...
Still good. Sorry.
Oh, still going. Sorry.
Whoa, all right. Whoa. Sick. Wow, thank you.
Yes. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track and, like, what you wrote it about? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, for sure. No, actually, before we get into that, we've just got, a quick message from one of our sponsors here at Radio 1.
Haraway's Oats, for when you can't afford Cocoa Pops.
This track, honestly, goes out to a bunch of that neurodivergent whana, you know, for all the autistics in the house.
Autism.
You know, it goes out to all the whana with the ADHD.
ADHD.
Honestly, goes out to all the whana doing that Naruto run at primary school.
Doing the Naruto run at primary school.
Honestly, like, we're doing it tough out in here sometimes. And, you know, like, sometimes I might say I'm an ally, you know, I lie a lot. But actually, I'm just one of the community. Like, you know, I'm ripping that Ritalin hard. Like, mine just kicked in 5 minutes ago, which was good because I was freaking out about this interview. I was like, what's gonna happen? But now I'm here, and now it's fire. I'm having the best time of my life. Honestly, if you can see Maddie and Sam Hill on the other end of the Zoom call, they are the loveliest people. They are so kind. They are so nice. And, like, honestly, bringing joy to my day.
Oh, thank you, Arty. That means a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just doing my bit.
Yes, awesome. What was your inspiration behind the track?
Yo, for sure. That's a great question. Just before we get to that, just got another quick message from our sponsors,
Haraway's Oats. Definitely healthier than NZ Muscle.
Honestly, this week for sure. I can't remember the question, but there's something about the song. What was the inspiration?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's called Always Been a Winner, and I've always been a winner in my heart, but not always been a winner on the playground, you know? And, like,
yeah.
I do it hard at primary school, doing it hard. Some people, like, oh man, there was this, I'm not gonna use his name, but, just kind of railroaded me then. I was about to dox this guy, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. But
no,
man, this one particular kid, man, he'd trip me up all the time. It was crazy. You know, on the stones in the playground. We had a stone playground, not a bark one, too. So I was like, whoa, that hurts.
Yeah.
And every now and then get, like, grazes and stuff. And so it's just like, oh, man, he'd be like,
yo, Arty, I'm going to beat you
up. I'm gonna beat you up.
And I'm like, oh, leave me alone. And it still beat me up. It's crazy. So this one's like, man, it's got that trauma, you know? Like, you know, when we get older, we all go back like, Mum, you didn't love me. What's going on?
Ooh.
And we're really digging into that stuff. And so this is a little bit of that stuff for me, you know?
Mm.
So hopefully that corridor is helpful to some of the whānau out there, you know?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
What up?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You write about a lot of vulnerable topics in the song, like you've just discussed, but there's a particular focus in regard to how you smell. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and before I get into that, we'll just hear a message from our sponsors, eh?
Haraway's Oats, the breakfast for people who aren't breakfast people and suck to be around by 10 a.m.
honestly... You know, some days you just like, oh, you're just like, when you're down in the dumps and you haven't taken your meds, you're like, oh, maybe today's not a shower day. And then you like get 10 minutes into leaving the house and you're like, oh no, I should have showered. People could smell me. And you just feel stink about yourself. And it's just like, and then you feel like people are doing whispers about you, you know, like, and they're like talking about you. Sometimes you see them on the farm. And then they're just like, you can see them from afar and they're like, what's and then they look, it looks like they're even talking to the animals about you. And they're like, that animal stinks more than I do. But for whatever reason, you're like, in your head and you're like, oh, they're talking about me. And it just makes you feel stink. So yeah, now there's a bit of the words in this song about that.
Yeah.
But also, you know, about like owning your stuff, being a winner. And yeah, just like living your best life.
Yeah, period. Awesome. What's your writing process like? Like going into a track like this that explores so many different things, how do you start it?
Yeah, nah, that's a really great question. Wait just a sec, sorry, I'm getting a knock at the door. Wait, I'll...
Okay.
Yo, Artie, what's going on?
Whoa. Henry Hawkins? CEO of Haraway's Oats, is that you?
Yeah, Artie, I hear you've been talking smack about me on the radio. What's going on with these fake jingles?
Whoa, I'm sorry, Henry. What's going on?
Yeah, Artie, you've been talking smack. You've been talking smack about Oats. Why would you talk smack about Oats?
Whoa, Henry. Okay, honestly, firstly, I'm sorry. Secondly, I do it with love. And I'm a big Haraway's Oats guy. Honestly, Uncle Toby's got nothing on you. Haraway's is my go-to. If I'm being honest, I got some in my drawers right now for when I need them, when I've forgotten it at work. Go to the drawer, bam, quick breakfast. Honestly, the $11 million that you put into, like, refurbishing the oatmeal last year, that's like, well, across the country, people are destroying manufacturing jobs. Honestly... Haraway's Oats, building them back up. A pillar of the community since 1867. That is crazy. I do it in jest, Henry, but I have so much respect for you and Haraway's Oats. What can I say?
Haraway's Oats. Name a better way to start your day.
And honestly, yeah, so in terms of that writing process, a lot of it is just like making a bit of a beat, playing some of the guitar, playing some of the bass, doing some of the vocals like I am right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, a bit of
that. Was
bit
beautiful.
Of that, you know,
that was,
all that kind of stuff.
That was
incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, Henry's just popped up, by the way, so I've said a nice little bit of kakite to him. But yeah, uh-huh. Really appreciated being on Radio 1.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very proud to have Henry on Radio 1. But in terms of your singing, we've received some allegations that you're using auto-tune on your tracks.
Whoa, settle down.
I just want to address the elephant in the room and see whether or not there was any truth behind those claims, or...
True. I mean, like, before we even get to those claims, I'm a cow, not an elephant. That's crazy. Honestly, the primary schools need to do a better job working on those animals. But allegations... Honestly, I do not know what you're even talking about in terms of the auto-tune. This is unnatural. Like, it's crazy stuff out there. What is going on?
Yeah, it is crazy. And I can't believe that there would be even be rumors about that.
I know. You're just like what's his name? Mario Andretti? Nah, the other guy. What? Not Mario Andretti. the one of those Italian singer fellas, the opera
True.
Dudes.
To be honest, I kind of compare myself to Il Divo, like all of them, though. You know, that's kind of me. I would say I'm the Susan Boyle of Aotearoa. And that's kind of the space I'm gunning for, right?
Yeah.
Like, sole mio, more like sole me, Are one. Ooh. You know, like, you know, I'm coming for them, you know?
Yo.
Any party, I'm coming for you, bro. I'm coming for you.
Who are your biggest musical influences?
Honestly, just... You know Juno at the moment, Skyscrapers?
Period.
Man, that's killing it. That's killing it. Oh, giving them their flowers, honestly, quickly by Jorge. Oh, that makes me the opposite of Jorge. That track is crazy. Honestly, Dust with a Kiss, Seek Help. That is a bop. Seek Help, killing it. Honestly, just gotta... Like, honestly, everyone's ripping it. Got influences all over the place. Plus... Hellways Oats, you know?
Yeah.
Big influence.
Word up.
You are quite a mysterious figure, Artie. Even in your album art, you've got sunglasses. There's a kid with sunglasses on.
That's not any kid. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me with sunnies. That's crazy.
For any curious listeners, could you share a fun fact or two about yourself?
Honestly, no one ever asked me about myself. That's you're such a nice person, Maddie. That's so crazy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fact about myself. Okay, let me think. All right. Okay. I would say where I'm from, but actually, I'm everyone's neighbor, you know? Like, I'm from everywhere. I could be everyone. Well, maybe not people in Vauxhall. Like, I haven't got really that kind of money, but like, I'm everyone's neighbor, you know? Man. What could I say about me? I did shower today. That's quite personal. Maybe that's too revealing. But, you know, I've learned. People will give you funny looks, trying to avoid that. I got autism. I caught it after the vax.
Oh.
I got ADHD. Ooh. Caught that after the vax, too. Because that's how both of those things work, for sure.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I think science is kind
of... For any of the autistic whānau out there listening, that was sarcasm. Definitely didn't catch that one from the vax. Had that one from day dot. Other personal things. Look, deeply insecure guy. You know? But just loving the love, you know, from everyone when they share it.
Yeah, that's really great, Artie. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and you know, you're a cat, you're a cow, you have Country Calendar on in the background of your Zoom, and your name's RD1. And your name's RD1, not obvious, it took me a while to catch on to it, a spoof to Rural Directories, the New Zealand Rural Postal Network System thing. What draws you to the country and the rural community, or rural communities?
Okay. Have you seen that Batman film with that guy called Bane? And he's talking about Batman, and he's like, you only adopted the dog. I was like born in it or something. And that's how I feel about rural deliveries, you know? I was born on those open roads, you know? Winding, weaving, learning how to brake before the corner. Not like these city drivers who come up to the corner real fast and then brake and they're like, bam! Man, they can't drive in the country, can they?
No.
I grew up in it. Man, honestly, just... I'm a bit of a city slicker now, and I really just long for those days where you can go out barefoot on that frosty morning and feel your feet crunch on top of the grass, and then your feet get a little bit numb, and then you have to walk on the concrete barefoot, and then it's like, ow, that hurts. But just like, I long for those days. So I'm born and bred rural, and now I'm like trapped in the city prison. But you know, I love the country. Honestly, every Sunday night, that's where we at.
Awesome. Do you have a favourite episode of Country Calendar?
That's far out. That's crazy question, man.
I know. I'm sorry to pull you on the spot like that.
No, I know. It's crazy. I mean, I would make that question like the same as kind of just like asking someone to pick their favorite child. Like, couldn't do that to someone. I couldn't answer that like that. That's crazy. Oh, man. There's a few good ones on Milk out there, right? You know, featuring a lot of my whānau.
Yeah.
Big up the dairy farms.
Yo. Big up the beef. Big up the wool farms too. The merino, that sheep, the high country. Let's go.
Let's go. Every farm. What's your favourite type of farm?
Again, favourite child, eh?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I've been... Nah. I'll give you an actual answer to that question. I've been really getting into my Norse wear socks lately.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly. Oh, man, this is not helping the shower allegations. You don't have to wash the merino wool as often.
Nah.
So you can get a few days, you know, use out of it, and it keeps you warm. And so it's just like, oh, man, utility sock right there, you know? So I'm a big fan of the sheep farm, the high country stuff right now. Loving it. But ask me in 6 months' time, it'll probably change. And I can tell how this interview's going. You're going to want me back in 6 months' time.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Why have you only just decided to start releasing music now? Like, what drove you to release this one in particular now? Why haven't we heard from you before?
Oh my goodness, that's such an incredible question. I think it's just more like I'm speaking my truth now, you know? Like, honestly, prior to the song, most of what my truth was going like, and then having a chomp on the grass, but now I feel like I'm saying something, you know? Out to all the neurodivergent whanau out there, like, I got you, I hear you, I feel you, because I am you, you know? It's like, why should I say something if I shouldn't say something? And so here I am, speaking it, especially for the country NDs out there, you know? Just like, ripping hard.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you have any questions, Sam?
Could I ask both of you a question?
Go on. Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay, I didn't think you were going to say yes.
Oh.
Okay. Have you listened to the song?
Yeah, I have. Yes. Multiple times.
Okay, rate it out of 10.
Out of 10?
Yeah, and be honest. I can tell if you're lying.
I'm going to say it's a solid 8.
Oh, that's crazy. 8. Here we go. Honestly, that is awesome. All right, Sam, what about you? What are we giving it?
I'd probably say an 8 as well. It sounds maybe 8.5. It sounds quite similar to a lot of artists I really enjoy, like, it's similar.
I'm ripping people off.
No, I would never say that.
Oh,
you're not a copycat. If you were, you wouldn't be a copycat, you'd be a copy cow.
Hey, I should have heard that, saved that laugh one for you later.
You should have. You jumped the gun on it. But it sounds a bit like a Dibs, a good friend of ours. It's very, I don't know, just uni scene music, and I think that's quite fun. It's good, it's fun seeing how that can ruminate in multiple different ways.
I'll take that. The Secret Squirrel was telling me behind the scenes that it's going to be number one on the charts this week too. That's crazy. That's so nice of all of you.
Who knows?
Honestly, secret people. It's definitely not a lie that I was just saying.
No.
Yeah,
you can vote for it on the website. Go do that, whanau. That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be awesome. And then we can have a dance party together. Am I right? Move it. You know, good times.
Hell yeah. What's your go-to dance move, Ardy?
Oh, that is correct. That's a great question. Honestly, do you just know Tectonics?
Maybe.
Oh, man. Okay, back in the day. I don't even know. I actually can't do it. It's my favorite one to watch. But there was this YouTube channel called H-Town Street Cats, if anyone remembers that. This is like circa like probably 2010. But maybe this is aging me. I'm an elder dairy cow. But there was like, it kind of like was synonymous with like the Skux cut back in the day. Yeah, you know the Skux cut. It's kind of like there's a H-Town dance move associated with that. Other favorite dance moves. I'm pretty big on the two-step. Not very coordinated guy, let's be honest.
True.
I'm ripping the two-step and just like commit to having a good time, you know? That's all you can do. Move it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that wraps up all of my questions, Ardy. Unless Sam had any... You wanted to chuck in on the end there.
Oh,
I would love a question from Sam again.
I'm kind of just in shock. You know, this has just been such a crazy interview. I'm kind of processing it.
Oh my god!
It's been awesome. It's been incredible.
Oh,
yeah,
you're both gems. Well, maybe if you wanted, I could intro the track.
Yeah, go on, 100%.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, I appreciate the opportunity. What can I say? You know. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. We are Radio 1. Maddie and Sam, let's go and draw. We got the feature from Henry Hawkins. Haraway's Oats since 1867. Oh my goodness, there was a 60-year joke. I didn't even clock it. That's crazy. Sophie Parker ain't got nothing on us. Jules Radich ain't got nothing on us. Aaron Hawkins ain't got nothing on us. Dave Cole, you ain't got nothing on us. Yo, Peter Chin, Suki Turner, you ain't got nothing on us. This one goes down to the final with autism.
Let's freaking go. This has always been a winner by RD1.
They look at me. I feel strange. I see them move their eyes and look away from me. I see their mouths.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.